We've reached the heart of summer, the season many people savor. One local organization eager to draw folks into nature is the Urban Ecology Center, with its flagship facility located above the Milwaukee River. The center recently added a feature to lure visitors into the environment. Actually, as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz found, the feature isn't new at all. In fact, it's quite old. Rocks.
On a warm summer evening, a dozen people head out onto the new trail blanketed in freshly chipped wood. An occasional firefly ignites the sky.
So what we're doing is we're traveling through time, and the very first rock is about 200 million years old, and we're just going to walk over there and we'll start there.
That's Urban Ecology Center Executive Director Ken Leinbach. He's describing rocks, some piled high, others are huge individual specimens anchored to a bit of cement. The project's inspiration sprouted from an ancient tradition of piling rocks. The pile is called a cairn, C-A-I-R-N. Cultures around the world have erected cairns to memorialize people and places. Leinbach says hardcore hikers rely on cairns.
When you backpack above the tree line, on mountains or in deserts, it's very hard to follow a trail. So a cairn is a pile of rocks that guides you to the next. You go from one pile to the next pile, and that's how they mark a trail. We got it in our head when we were going to build some new trails that we might guide people along with cairns.
Leinbach says each new pile at the Urban Ecology Center represents a different era of Wisconsin's geological history.
We worked with geologists from UWM, also from Madison, to help us figure out what the right rocks were and what the eras were that we needed to represent. And this one is the very first one. It's Devonian dolomite.
It's the youngest rock, but still extremely old, 390 million years. Slabs of the limestone are stacked to create a 6-foot tower. The center didn't have to travel far to find the rock. A man named Peter Godfrey salvaged it. Not long ago, he worked and lived practically on this spot. Leinbach says he can see and feel his friend's vision.
Peter Godfrey, before he passed away and we bought this land after he died, he was a materials reclamation guy. And this, all of this rock was the foundations of some Milwaukee homes. And he got the original rock. And when we bought the property, it came with it. So it's, and he has since passed away. So it's a special thing.
Leinbach's favorite artifact, a middle-aged one, geologically speaking, dates back more than 500 million years. Cambrian sandstone. A tiki torch illuminates its past.
You see the fossilized something in there? Any guesses what that might be? I'd be totally amazed if you guessed it. So this is actually the footprint of a giant snail.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
So these are two tracks of a giant snail that made its way across the bottom of the ocean. When you think about the massive amount of time we're talking about is really, really something else.
The final and most ancient treasure here on the trail is a chunk of jade found in a cornfield outside Wausau.
So this is from the oldest era of Wisconsin, and we actually don't know how old it is, but the guess is about 3.5 billion.
Yet because there's not enough of it, trail planners have artistically sandwiched the jade between two pieces of concrete, giving the cairn a connection to the reclamation guy you heard about earlier.
When we dug up Peter Godfrey's factory, we found some of the old foundation. So this is actually hand-created concrete.
Making it?
The oldest and the youngest combined together. It's a special spot with a circle of stones.
In case the ancient rock left any of us undazzled, Leinbach wound the group up to a nearby hilltop. It's said to possess a special spirit. Leinbach shared a story. He once met a woman whose son discovered this spot at a time of personal crisis.
He would come up here every morning and meditate as a 17-year-old kid trying to get through this crisis.
He succeeded. Some sort of magic seemed to be at work among this cluster of people gazing at the star-studded sky. Everyone was reluctant to leave. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
When we started, the Riverside Park was 15 acres, 50, and we kind of co-opted. We don't own it.